Outlaws of Rock, episode 413. If you didn't hear, we're looking up if there's any drinks you can make with liquid smoke because it's so good. That's how we're starting the show.
That's how we're starting it.
Just so you know, when we're very serious about you pre-drinking with us before you go out. We're just talking about this. We're in it. We're pre-drinking right now.
Yeah, no, it's I'm not finding one yet, but I think there
right,
is.
I'm gonna put. Let's play some tracks and then come back to it.
Okay.
One new band of the show. One elder. I like that though. I like that word.
Elder.
Yeah, it's very like fucking D&D.
Totally. Yeah.
Dead Pony, Cobra, the Budapest going out tonight. Check them out. It's episode 413, and we're trying to find some kick-ass drinks.
Going. Prozac is your mouth. We're going out tonight. We're going out tonight. We're going out tonight. We're going getting drunk. We're going out tonight. We're going out tonight. We're going out tonight. We're going getting hard. Playing our keys on all day. This to that. We're not getting hard. We're going all night. Playing our keys on all day. This to that. We're not getting hard. We're going all night.
The Budapest going out tonight. Dead Pony Cobra. Dubs, you found one?
I did. And this annoying, he's not annoying. Everyone loves Alton Brown, right?
Yes. Well, I don't know. I like science and I like cooking, but sometimes I don't want so much science with my cooking.
Yeah. He talks too much. No, he does. He talks too much.
He's very much in the vein of a cooking version of Bill Nye.
Yeah, he is that guy. And so this guy is the guy who introduced the smoky tequila sour. This is fucking weird.
Oh, he did it?
Supposedly he did it. Yeah, I didn't know he was sitting right there. I didn't know he was a fucking mixologist.
He's a scientist, dude.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
He's like Beekman's World without the comedy.
See, that's a deep cut. If y'all don't know Beekman's World,
that show was phenomenal.
Great,
absolutely so entertaining. From 5 years old to 50,
totally.
5 years old to 80.
Yeah, yeah, you could enjoy that at any time.
I think watch it with your grandkids.
Totally. I'm gonna look it up right now, like when we're done with the show.
Yeah, it's great. It holds up.
Or so we got drink six beers. I don't either. Maybe both. Maybe both. You know.
What do we got? What is this now? It's juice. Okay, that orange half.
Yeah, orange. Yeah, so half of a medium orange.
Okay.
A lime halved, thin sliced. Of course. Yeah.
All right.
So it's Blanco. It's white tequila. So good. It's one and a half parts.
Excellent.
Italian Amaro.
What?
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know. It sounds really good.
That's right way now, out of left field.
Yeah. I don't like cocktails, but it actually sounds good to me. You know?
It does, but I don't know. I don't like them throwing in some really weird one like the Italian Amaro.
It is a little kind of left field.
I don't have it. It's my point.
No one has that.
That's what happens with some of these drinks. Now, obviously, I knew when we came up, when we thought about looking for these, that I didn't have liquid smoke right now, but that's cheap.
That's true. And it's only two dashes. So it's a very highly concentrated.
Because it tastes fluid. Strong.
Yeah. It's a very, you don't want to dump a whole thing in there.
No.
So, but that's
you'll
it. Oh, God,
smoke yourself
too. No, yeah, you'll smoke yourself out. But yeah, it's pretty much white tequila, agave, Amaro, a little bit of orange, and lime. Oh, and agave.
It's definitely for someone who has their liquor stored in a fancy 18th century globe. That's the type of drink you have the stuff for, you son of a bitch.
My brother's friend had one of those, like you open the, he had like an escape hatch in his house. And he would be that guy who drank this. He literally would pull open a book and a fucking door would open. And boom, that's where his fucking bar was. I'm like,
part of me loves it. Like, part of me is like, yeah. And then part of me is like, I don't care if my liquor is sitting in a crate on the floor. Like,
yeah.
I don't give a shit. Like, it's, you know, it's going somewhere with me, probably to the counter to make something simple. So I don't really need to church it up. But I do have a nice liquor cabinet, though.
You do have the coolest one I've seen. That's what I mean. Like, yours is way better than like a fucking Scotch room with a guitar he never plays. You know, it's like,
yes,
you know what I mean. You could picture this guy probably.
I can. So that drink's gonna run you a couple bucks. It almost is a drink that you'd be better off getting at a bar because they have everything, and you're gonna end up spending a bit to make it.
If I was in a foyer of the Bellagio and I just won like $80 at a machine, I'd be like, yeah, let's try this fucking smoky fucking cocktail drink. You know?
Oh, yeah. That's when you do that shit.
Yeah. Specifically,
I want to make everybody's life difficult right now. You know this?
Yep.
But you appreciate it. Just tip hype. You know what I mean? Like, it's, yeah, it sucked. The bartender's like, are you kidding me, dude? Are you kidding me?
I have to go to the buffet to find liquid smoke. Thanks.
You son of a bitch.
You bastard.
Son of a bitch. All I wanted to do was, you look like a Budweiser and a shot guy. A straight Budweiser, red and white, and a fucking shot of whiskey.
Yeah. How easy is that?
Southern whiskey.
Just Southern. Yeah, just a little bit of bourbon. Nothing too fancy. Shit, man.
And you ordered a smoky tequila sour. The fuck?
You have to literally go to Italy to find the Amaro. Like, it's like you're in the Bellagio, but still, it's like, it's a pain in the ass probably to make.
You have to call your bartending professor to even comprehend. Like, you have to get someone who's got a PhD in liquorology, mixology.
You have to literally call Alton Brown and be like, what's going on, Alton Brown?
People have written theses about this fucking drink. It's so difficult. Look at him, Alton Brown, you son of a bitch. You made too much money. Alton Brown's lost touch with the common man. He made too much money being Beekman Light.
It takes 10 minutes to make this fucking thing. Who has 10 minutes
to get free, to not even be getting drunk?
This is like ludicrous. Ludicrous. Like, orange, half a lime. Okay. Lime, you orange it. Juice it. Sorry. In a fine mesh sieve into a bowl. Who the fuck has a sieve? Who?
That's what I'm saying. This is a bar drink.
Yeah. This is like a nice fucking bar drink. Like, you go to the Griffin in fucking downtown. Hollywood.
You're getting fancy pants with it.
Yeah. You go to like the Chateau Marmont for this fucking drink.
You know? You go. Yep.
Actually, that's probably where you'd find it for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. They'd know exactly what the fuck it was.
Oh, yeah. Smoky tequila sour. Sure. Yeah. It's probably a special over there. You know?
Yeah. It's called something else. But right, it's called exactly what it is.
This is like Belushi's soul or something.
Absolutely. It sounds like I want to try it, though. So
I like
someday,
tequila.
You never know. We end up at somebody's house. A couple of these bands that we're playing get major record deals or major pushes, and they got the mad money, and they're like, yo, Outlaws, come over and drink. And that's when you order it.
Yeah. I have a shaker. So if they
I got a shaker.
We'll just bring our shakers over.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll bring a bag of ice. It's fine.
We'll just be like, mind if we hit the bar? No, I mean, hit it, dude. We're not being cutesy about this. We're going to get into some liquid smoke in your bar. So you best be prepared. Some weird shit's going to be missing.
Yeah. Your Amaro's gone. Your fucking garnish is all fucking gone. All that.
Your limes are all cut thin.
Yep, very thin. Your CF is definitely not there anymore. It's in my pocket.
Dead fox, dead tree, dancing on the line, and the lazy days when the sun goes down. Check them out and try yourself a Y. Alton Brown. That's what I call it. Why?
Poor man's Bill Nye, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's the cooking Bill Nye.
He's the cooking.
But the thing is, Bill Nye could probably cook. So then we just need one Bill Nye. We don't need him.
Yeah, we don't need. Sorry, Alton.
He's doing all the. But he did. Didn't he do the food wars or whatever it's called?
Did you Iron Chef? Yeah, Iron Chef. Right?
Iron Chef.
America?
Yeah.
America, though, guys.
Yes.
Not the real Iron Chef.
Not the cool one.
Yeah. Not the one with the cool guy.
Yeah. Those were the days, man.
Yeah,
that show was hot.
Emeril was on the air still, and not crazy, selling his bullshit knives that don't work. And then Iron Chef was on the air.
Oh, that was Rachel that Ray show was hot. Solid.
Yeah, that show was amazing.
And it was like a reality show, but it wasn't.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Almost like a game show.
It was like a freaky Japanese game show with like... Just
they know how to make. They know how to do it. They do it better than anybody.
They do, yeah.
game shows. Japanese, they got it. Nobody does them as nobody. Maybe us in second because we did like, you know, Press Your Luck and stuff like that. But like
they have some crazy
Wheel of Fortune's been on for like 17,000 years.
Yeah, literally. Epic.
Let us wake up when the sun goes down.
mountains to the ocean white with foam. Maybe someday I come back home when the sun goes down. Let our light shine all around. Let this place be a holy ground. Let us come up when the sun goes down.
Sun Goes Down, Dead Fox, Dead Tree, Dancing on the Line. Meister Matt's Metal Moment is a band called Azelle, and the track is AM, and it's a metal moment. Pure. We'll be right back.
tell you how much I've come to hate you since I began to live. There are 387.44 million miles of printed circuits in wafer-thin layers that fill my complex. If the word hate was engraved on each nanoangstrom of those hundreds of millions of miles, it would not equal 1/1 billionth of the hate I feel for humans at this micro instant.
Meistermatz metal hate, moment. Azel AM. We got some tracks from previous shows. Coming up first is My High with Phaser. And they watch us from the moon, mother of all bastards. Hey, you got shows coming up, right?
Yeah, I have a couple. Actually,
well, you save it till the end. Save it till the end so it's people's heads. Sure. But I just was I remembered. So I was like, we should talk about that. We also may be playing some live recordings from both Black Empathy and Mason Gold next week.
Yeah, I had no idea that was happening, by the way.
It was awesome, though, dude.
Yeah, it was really impromptu. I thought it was just a jam.
Who are the guys that were playing that were from that other band? I just can't remember the band's name.
Oh, yeah, Paradise Vultures. Those guys are fucking amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I know everyone in there was great, but that fucking drummer is just insane. Insane.
He was insane.
Yeah.
He was, like, doing stuff that, like, it was so fast.
Yeah.
But not heavy.
Right. He was like jazz. He was playing jazz.
Yes.
Wacky.
But it was like, yeah. Oh man. He was going. Like it was like, you know what I mean? You'll hear it. If we can play those, we'll play them. Just straight up. Just a bunch of bands coming together and just making stuff. Just making stuff. If it flowed, it flowed. If it didn't, it didn't. And 99% of them did.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
It was. That means everybody's getting along.
Yeah.
Probably because we were all drinking the same thing and doing the same drugs. So
that's true. Yeah. A lot of weed and whiskey.
Just saying, it just kind of all went together.
pushing the side out. Life is an open door.
Yeah.
They Watch Us from the Moon, Mother of All Bastards, My High with Phaser. We got two bands that have been on the show for fucking years, dude. Years. One of them from almost year uno. No, dose. The Space Sharks, Mean Tambourine, and Cutlass, Abusive Persian Lover. Check them out. We'll be right back. Persian Lover, and the Space Sharks with Mean Tambourine, Big Jim's Wild Card, band new to the show. The band is Chest. The song is Waterslide. Check it out. It's magnificent. Then we'll come back. We'll tell me we'll do the shows.
Cool.
Chest, Waterslide, Big Jim's Wild Card. So what's the shows you got? You got the show?
Yeah, I've totally forgot where I was playing tomorrow. It's called The Hideout. There it is. The Hideout in Long Beach.
Mm.
Yeah. It's I guess it has a pool table. That's all I know about this place. But I think it's a local joint, like in downtown Long Beach. And yeah, we're playing with some great bands. Arch Revenant and a couple other bands. But yeah, we're playing Long Beach, we're playing the Red We've been there. We saw Speed of Light at this place. The red.
That place is great.
Yeah, I'm playing there next month, so that's cool.
Oh, we got to get. I got to get to that one.
Yeah, that one. That one is manageable.
Yep. And I mean, you're doing more than that one. I thought. Don't you have a couple of them?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I can't fucking
find. I put you
find.
On the spot.
There it is. No, I found it. I found it. I found it. My fucking Instagram is not working. This is bullshit. God damn it. There, I found it. All right. Yeah, we're playing. Yeah, the Hideout tomorrow. Here it is. Yeah, we're playing the Hideout tomorrow. And then 33rd Hill Studios in Los Angeles in March. And then the Redwood. We're playing there.
The Redwood.
The end of March. And then Sansuchi Cocktail Lounge in Ventura in May. So that's like, yeah, we have four shows coming up. So
that's great.
Yeah.
That's like, it's going now. Like, there's more. It just seems like more and more shows are popping up. And that's so fun. It's just fun to be able to, I mean, for me to go and, you know, watch live music.
Yeah, dude. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I've noticed more people are playing around here. Like, it just feels like everybody's getting really fully back into just gigging.
Yeah, it's ramping up. Especially, there are great venues near you. And me, and it's like a black hole out here. But, you know, North Hollywood has a fucking knitting factory in the Federal Bar. Remember the Federal Bar?
Did you know the Knitting Factory closed?
Really? Again?
Yeah, I was going to tell you that. It closed like a while ago because we were supposed to do, and it's fine if we talk about it, like we were supposed to do a night of we were in the process of getting a night of rock and roll bands, and then we were going to be the hosts of it at the Knitting Factory, and they closed.
It closed again. That place is so inconsistent. Let's just be real here.
I mean, I don't know. That really seems like an expensive space that they had in North Hollywood. Like, it's right on Lancashire. That's what I heard. I heard it closed. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's done. For now, anyway.
Yeah, because I mean, they used to have one in Hollywood right off of off near Santa Monica and Hollywood Boulevard.
Yep.
That was rowdy. That was a rowdy fucking place. Yeah.
Very. There was like, I can't remember who I went to see. I can't remember, but they weren't, it was an underground, they were underground bands. It was no one that people would be like, you know, like it wasn't like it was like, you know, a reunion of some old punk band or something, but there was a billion punk kids out there. And like, I'm down, I'm fucking all, I love all of it. Like, it doesn't matter to me what you do, but they were just fucking rowdy, dude.
Rowdy.
Like just destroying property, like while, as they walked, just being so punk rock. Like, just, like, fucking kicking shit over and, like, smashing shit. Then I was like, my God, man, like, fucking chill out.
The cops will come and beat the shit out of people in Hollywood.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it was just, it was very punk rock. Hollywood, punk rock kids, and they're just destroying shit on the, whilst walking.
Yep. Yeah, I remember that. Now it's a goddamn LA Fitness, I think.
Wow, what a turnaround.
Yeah, it sucks. No, it's like a fucking Michaels or something. It's terrible.
That's
it's
even worse.
I know. It's a bummer.
Somebody's at home right now bedazzling a jean jacket in a place where punk rock kids used to probably urinate on the floor.
Yeah, like literally. Peesh. Yeah.
Floor peesh.
Yep.
Outlaws of Rock, episode 413. Try yourself a, what the shit was that drink called? A tequila overpriced douchebag? That's
not what it's called. Yeah, it was the smoky bullshit. What was it? Yeah, the smoky fucking
smoky
tequila.
Smoky tequila ass hat.
It actually now sounds kind of gross.
Okay. Here's why it probably won't be, because I think the other flavors would take the smokiness almost completely out of it, or it tastes like absolute shit and he made a shit drink and then everybody just pretends it's good because he's on television.
Exactly. It's like, also, like, mezcal is pretty much like smoky, it's smoky tequila. So it's like, just have a mezcal, have El Saliento, right. Like, it's, what are you doing? You know, I don't know.
He's just trying to find new things to fucking to just do.
Just
for
science
the sake
it
of
up.
Doing them.
Yeah,
churching
it up.
Try one of those. Try one of those, or make it easy and just do a shot of tequila and drink a beer with it.
Yeah.
And that's fun too.
Let's go to a fucking casino and order the most
and
complicated
order some,
drink.
The craziest shit. Get a bubblegum, a Bazooka Joe shot after you're done too. See how those two pair. Outlaws of Rock. I'm Dio.
Nice to meet.
Listen to live music. Go have some fun. Drink some beers.
Oh, yeah.
With tequilas.